I don't like using the word victim because I don't really feel like one. But I was the victim of something called a brushing scam yesterday. I kind of heard about these, but I wasn't really sure what the heck it meant. So a brushing scam is when a seller, especially this happens on Amazon, a seller on Amazon will send unsolicited packages to random addresses. I got this package in the mail yesterday. Producer Jessica has it in her hand. Who is it from?
John Health.
Okay, kind of odd, John Health. I was like, God, did I order a supplement? I don't remember.
Yeah.
And my husband is standing there, and I open it up, and what is inside, producer Jessica?
Well, there is a jewelry box.
Uh-huh. And my husband right away says, what's that? Do you have a secret admirer I don't know about? And you open it up.
And there's this limited lifetime warranty and a ring.
Uh-huh.
Tammy!
I know. And for a second, my husband's
what
staring
are you
at me
up
like,
to over there?
That's exactly how he looked at me. Well,
John
I'm like, I have
Health.
No idea what this is. And then I went, oh, I know what this is. Pull the ring out and look at it,
oh,
producer
yeah,
Jessica.
It's
adjustable.
Ring. It's adjustable.
So it's super cheap. I didn't order this.
But I don't understand. What is the point of sending you this?
Okay. So what they do is they send these packages with the goal of creating fake reviews, giving themselves 5 stars, great product, so it boosts their scores. The other thing is that if it comes with something that has a QR code on it, like this one did, it wants you to register the ring. The QR code either wants all your personal information, which they then sell or try to steal your identity, or it can take you to a nefarious website where it could download malicious malware on your computer or your phone.
And this is a brush scam?
Brushing scam.
Brushing
is what it's
called. Scam.
Okay. So I reported to Amazon, which you're supposed to do because it's got a tracking number, because the address that's on there is actually the newest Amazon warehouse that was just built in Ohio. Because I looked up the address to see what it was at first.
You sent me a text that you were a victim of a brushing scam last night. I thought it was a hair care scam. I didn't know what was going on.
This is intricate.
Isn't
that's
it?
Wild.
And so, I've seen it on Nextdoor posts where people have said, if you remember this for a while, people were getting like packages of seeds in the mail and people were kind of panicking like, what are these seeds? This is what they do. They send it to a real person who's a real customer somewhere and then they use your information to make fake positive reviews.
By the way, this ring looks great on me.
Oh, you can have it. I don't need it.
Just enter your information here.
No, you don't have to enter the information. But anyway, I wanted to bring it in so you could see it. But
that's so wild.
The thing that's the most funny to me out of this whole thing is my husband giving me the look that John did. What is that?
Well,
who's sending you a ring? If somebody is sending me this ring, sorry.
Beware of brushing scams. Just another thing to be aware of. Beware of brushing scams. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON.